Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here as we wrap up our program tonight, talking with the coach of the defending Heart of Iowa Conference champions in the Roland Story Norsemen. Molly Geis joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You're welcome, Quinn.
So as we take a look, this is a team that brings back a lot of firepower from a team that was a game away from the state tournament a year ago. Your daughter, Miley Geis, is back, one of the top setters coming back in 3A. Brooklyn Jondal is back for perhaps her biggest year yet as a senior. You've also got some key pieces that maybe don't put up the offensive numbers, like a Riley Johnson, an Emma Truesdell, a Carson Landy. You've just got a lot of talent back at a lot of key spots. And just through the summer, you know, through club volleyball circuit and offseason workouts, just what kind of improvements have you seen, and are you excited to see what from this team here as we get into preseason practice?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Our experience, like you said, we have a lot of experience, but like just the maturity and decisions that they're making. Like we've had a lot of players that were maybe role players last year, that like Emma and Riley and Lillian, you know, some of those girls that were, you didn't hear so much about, they're going to make a big impact, and that's going to make a huge difference for us on top of what we already have with the others. And just like our competitiveness, they're really like feeding off of each other. Doesn't matter what we're doing in the gym, nobody wants to lose. And they just have the confidence being, you know, a lot of them 4-year starters and at least something. So we have a lot of firepower offensively, defensively, and just a lot of cohesiveness.
Yeah, and we'll take it first looking at that front line, and you've got a lot of size and athleticism coming back on that front line. Obviously, your daughter Miley plays a little bit of front line from that setter spot. You've also got the likes of Maddie Lucas, who really stepped up as somebody that could be a two-way threat on the net offensively and defensively a year ago. Emma Truesdell as well, somebody that can play up front as well, at least in terms of returners coming back from a season ago. And just looking at that front line for your squad, just what are some things that you're ready to see from those coming back, and maybe some things you're ready to see from newer faces that will help that front line out?
Yeah, well, I mean, it helps to have somebody like Brooke and Maddie who teams are going to focus on, because they have proven that they are, you know, hard to stop. But they haven't stopped at what they did last year. They're both already so much better. But then we also have Emma, who she's a threat offensively. Like I said, Riley, she's a different player than Brooke. She's more crafty. You know, we've got our defense with Carson and Lillian stepping in, and it's just, yeah, it's really exciting.
In the back row, you know, you mentioned Brooklyn Jondal. She plays front row. She can play back row as well. She's been a second on the team in digs a season ago. Carson Landy's back, your libero. She stepped in as a sophomore and played at a really high level at that libero spot. You also got Lillian Brocker back. Like you said, she can platoon, play some setter, play some back row defensive specialist for your team as well. And just Riley Johnson back too. Just looking at that back row for your team, just what are some things that you're excited to see out of the back row from those coming back and those stepping up?
Well, you know, it seems like hitting should be the thing that everybody talks about in volleyball, but it always starts with a pass. And like you said, we have a ton of experience there. Brooke and Carson, they definitely give confidence to any other player that's going to step in that back row, which Riley and Lillian, they're probably our two others that are going to be in that back row. And Miley obviously rotates to the back as well, but just having Brooke and Carson having all that experience playing next to each other, knowing who takes what ball, we really pride ourselves on not letting something hit the floor.
And as we take a look at the slate to open up the season, your team hits the ground running. That first Monday competition's going to have with that early bird you guys always host, welcoming in South Hamilton, Webster City, and Central Springs on the 24th. We've got the Skip Anderson Classic over in Bondurant coming up on that first Saturday, the 29th. And then a road varsity triangular with not only Greene County but Ames High over in Jefferson on September 3rd. So this group really hits the ground running with some tough competition early on. And obviously, it's a very similar schedule to what you had a year ago in terms of the level of competition. Just what are some things that throughout the preseason practices and those first sets of matches that, that you and the staff are looking to see from this group here as we enter 2026?
Yeah, we've had some team camps and played several very high-level teams, which is, I feel like, always prepares you, you know, because you see the toughest of competition. I think with this squad, our goal is, no, you know, like, obviously we want to win conference. The state tournament is something that, that we are very confident that we can achieve, but we have to be very focused. And so that's our focus from day one, is to, you know, anybody that steps in our way, we go after them. And, you know, dominate would be nice for teams that we should beat, and to surprise some teams that maybe aren't expecting us to beat them, because we know that the end score matters, not just playing with somebody.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with preseason practice and your opening slate in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Glenn.
That was Molly Geist, the head volleyball coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We'll take you to the top of the hour next on 95.7 FM.